Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province, who is the assistant to the master of the order living in Rome. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, As Beautiful Today as When I First Met Her.
The Gospel reading is from St. Luke, chapter 1. Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. I heard of a man who visited his wife every day in the nursing home where she spent her last years. She had dementia and needed constant care. His son asked him about the difficulty of doing this. It is not difficult at all, his father said. On the contrary, because she is as beautiful today as she was when I first met her. The Lord, the God of Israel, is saying this to Israel and to the church in the readings we hear these days and in the events they relate. God sees us as beautiful and fruitful, even when we ourselves fear otherwise. This long love story between God and his people means that the ragged and aged lovers that we are found to be beautiful. We are seen in our loneliness and poverty and need, and yet we are still awaited. We are not just waiting. We rarely think of this in Advent, that God too is waiting for us. In his encyclical letter on the theological virtue of hope, Pope Benedict quoted St. Josephine Bakhita, a Sudanese slave who became a nun in an Italian convent, a woman of extraordinary spiritual wisdom. I am definitively loved, she says, and whatever happens to me, I am awaited by this love, and so my life is good. What an extraordinarily simple and profound explanation of grace. I am awaited by this love, and so my life is good. The Magnificat of Mary contains the same teaching. All generations will call me blessed or graced, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, for Mary, for Elizabeth, for Israel, for the church. He is doing great things for you and for me. There is no need to go looking to see who is meant by the poor and the rich, the hungry and the mighty, the lowly and the proud. It is us, all of us, and each of us, and every aspect of us. Wherever our freedom responds to goodness and love, we are poor and hungry and lowly, and so we become rich. But wherever our freedom fails to respond to goodness and love, then we are rich and mighty and proud, and so we become poor. Hence our joy in these days and in all the days of our life, not because in the first place we love God and wait for him, but because in the first place, God loves us and awaits us. I am awaited by this love, and so my life is good. Thank you.